quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. Hi, I'm Michelle, a mother of two teens. 13 years ago, I traded in punishments and rewards for connection. Now I prioritize relationship over behaviors, utilize play as a parenting tool, and set limits with empathy instead of consequences. Each week, I share my journey and interview clients, experts, and followers. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm Michelle. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to read a review from Apple iTunes. Being a mom was the only thing I ever wanted to be. Finding myself yelling and unable to control my emotions with my girls made me feel like a complete failure. I'm so grateful that I found this podcast. I listen to it daily. Now I feel like I actually know what I can do in those tough moments and that managing my emotions is much more important than controlling my children and their behavior. Michelle is helping so many of us become the parents we dreamed we would be. Keep up the great work, Michelle. This world needs you. My, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. That really warms my heart. Thank you. Well, let's get into it. Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Isn't that what they say? Respect is a big word in parenting. It's a big word in our communities, I think. Children need to be respectful. How can you have respectful kids? I have to teach them to have respect. They need to be told that respect is important. There's these high expectations of respect. And what is that? What is respect? I think a lot of people correlate in parenting respect with obedience. So if you have a child who is obedient, who listens to you, who does what you ask, doesn't put up a fuss, is easy to parent, then they are respectful. And many folks will say, I need to teach my kids to be respectful. And they mean those things. And they often believe that they should do it with punishments, with shame, with rewards, with manipulations. Let's just say all the things. Consequences, all the things that I say you don't use. They believe that you are to teach a child to be respectful by using those manipulations. And that if you don't have a respectful child, this is the other piece too, right? If you don't have a respectful child, that they are going to fail in the world because they will not be treated well because they don't know how to respect people. And then they won't get a good job. They won't be able to survive in school. They'll just be ruined in society because they are not respectful. Okay, couple of things. First of all, teaching your child to be respectful can lead to this idea that it could be dangerous, right? You need to be respectful. You need to respect all adults and all authority. Well, what is that? That puts our kids in peril. What if you cannot stand up against the predator? What if you cannot stand up to the person who's treating you poorly? What if you can't stand up against a boss who's demeaning you and putting you in a place where you feel bad about yourself and you won't leave that job because you've been taught to be respectful? I was that kid. I would not say anything to anyone because I was scared to. Sure, I'd stand up to my parents, but I wouldn't stand up to anyone else because I felt like I couldn't have a voice, because I felt like people wouldn't like me or I would be considered disrespectful. And it put me in a lot of bad positions. It put me in a lot of bad positions with my peers. It put me in a lot of bad positions in jobs too, where I put up with stuff that I shouldn't have put up with. So when we teach our kids to be respectful, or blindly obedient, are we putting them in a dangerous position? Instead, do we tell them they should give respect to adults who have shown them they are deserving of respect, that they have the child's best interest in mind, and that that person also shows respect to the child? aren't those the people that we want our children to be respectful to, not just everyone and every adult and every person? We want them to give respect where it's due or where it is mutual and reciprocal. But we don't want to teach our children that they just need to be respectful because I said so. You have to do this. Also, isn't respect something that, and people don't like this, but I don't really care. Isn't it something that we earn? Isn't it something that I'm just thinking about the people in my life? Like, I respect people who are respectful to me, who I admire, who I hold in high esteem, who I look up to and who I think good about. I do not respect people who want to punish me, who want to threaten me, who want to belittle me, who want to bribe me, who want to reward me, who want to praise me to move my behavior. I don't respect those people. Why should children? Why should children respect people who punish them? Do you respect people who punish you? Let's say you had a partner who punished you every time you messed up, gave you the silent treatment. I know there's people like that. Is that somebody you want to be around? They just give you the silent treatment? Or they yell at you when you've done something wrong? Or they punish you by disengaging? I don't want to be around those people. Do you want to be punished when you've done something wrong as an adult? I certainly don't, and I don't respect people who do that. And if you punish your kids, or if you allow others to punish your kids, or if they think that that's the way to be, will they gravitate toward people who are disrespectful in those ways? We want to treat them so good that they believe they should be treated so good. We want to treat them with the utmost respect so that they look for that in their future lives. We want them to respect us because we are a respectable person. And we want them to find and seek out those kinds of people to be friends with, to be partners with, to, you know, engage in business with, to just be around. What kind of people do you want your kids to be around? Jerks? Shaming people, people that belittle? They will if they believe that that's the way they should be treated. They will if that's what they see and recognize. They will if they're told to respect everyone around them, regardless. I don't want that. I don't want that. And I'll tell you, it's been a growing journey. You know, my kids have picked the wrong people. They find out and they make adjustment and they change.
We're going to take a break from our show to hear from our sponsors. Without their sponsorship, I wouldn't be able to bring you this incredible show free of charge. So I'll see you back in a few minutes. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today.
This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics
and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the show.
Another thought I just had is, if you are belittling and shaming and punishing and disrespectful to your kids, and they're okay with it, but then they go out in the real world and they find people who aren't, will they ditch you? Because they're like, shoot, I don't like that. That wasn't great. That didn't feel good. I don't know. It could play out in so many different ways. There is no perfect outcome. You know, the action, the cause and effect isn't perfect or linear or the same for everybody. And now that's what a lot of people will say to me. Well, this parenting isn't for everybody. And it's, you know, it's not for me. It's not for my kid. No. It may not be the same, the outcome for everyone, but coming with unconditional love, respect, kindness, the tools of connection, the most loving responses you can will never steer you wrong. Unless you're totally uninvolved and you're permissive on top of that and you have no limit. Yeah. You have to have the combination of the two. You can't be too soft. You can't be too hard. But when I say you can't be too soft, I don't mean punishments. I mean limits. Limits still garner you respect. A child can have a limit. They could be upset about the limit. And if you keep your calm and hold the space for the feelings, they will never think poorly of you long term. What you can't do, be unkind. What you can't do is punish them. Doesn't work. Nobody wants to be punished. Nobody wants consequences. They don't work. Promise you, they don't. Might seem like they do. You might feel like they have. You have to use them. You might really gravitate towards them because this is what you've always done, but they will not garner you respect. Respect is earned. It's earned through your actions. You can't teach a child to be respectful. You can't force a child to be respectful. You cannot make them respect somebody. Can somebody make you respect someone else? You might respect authority, meaning you might fear authority. Do you respect authority or do you fear it? And do you want that to be the relationship you share with your child, that they fear you? Sure, they can fear authority. They can fear the government. They can fear, oh my gosh, when I got a thing in the mail from the IRS and I swear to God, my entire body started to shrivel. I owed $25, but I was like dying. I was like, oh my God, IRS, I'm going to be investigated. They're going to take everything. Like, I have nothing to worry about, by the way. I don't do my taxes very, very simply. I don't cheat. But I was so scared because I fear the IRS. I don't want my kids to think about me like that. Sure, they're going to fear a lot of things. They're going to fear authority in that way. They might fear their principal. They might fear their teacher. They might fear a lot of people. There's nothing we can do about that. That's the way our stupid world works. But I don't want them to fear me. I want them to respect me because they want to, because they feel it in their soul. When they respect you, guess what? You get cooperation. You get kids who want to spend time with you. You get kids who are actually invested in the relationship. And where does respect come from? In the parent-child realm, connection. It comes from the tools of connection. What erodes the tools of connection more than anything? Punishments, consequences, shame, belittlement, yelling, the whole gamut. So your connection is constantly waning if you're not doing away with those things and using the ideas of the tools: play, empathy, special time, limits, getting a listening partner. All those things are so important. If you don't know the tools of connection, two ways you can get them. Go to the first 10, 15 episodes, listen to those. Join our community. Get coaching from us. Dive into all the podcasts, the book, the online courses. Lots of ways to get the tools of connection. But
Without the ideology shift, without the mindset change, without the deeper work inside your body and your mind and your spirit and your heart and your soul, those tools won't work. Because you have to change, because you have to believe in it, because you have to want to do it differently. And then you will get the respect organically. You can't make a child respect you. You want to earn it by being a kind, loving soul, by being their ardent supporter, by trying to regulate your feelings, working on your stuff, by supplying unconditional love, and by saying mistakes are just mistakes. It's okay. All right, already did a mistake. So what? We're going to get through it. Don't need a punishment for that. Not going to make you a better person or make you not make mistakes. In fact, we need to make mistakes. That's part of life. And it won't get you respect. Punishments will get you fear. Consequences will get you fear. They won't get you respect. I think my kids respect me. Not every day, all the time. No. But overall, they do. And I have the fruits to support that. I get the cooperation. I get kids who want to connect with me. We're not perfect. Definitely not perfect. Things happen. Yesterday, I wanted to kill Pia. She's really putting me through it these days. I'm trying not to get sucked in, but I do. But overall, it feels really good. And I'm happy with where we're at. So don't think that you have to make your kids respect you. Do think that you have to be the best parent you can so that you get organic respect. All right. Thanks for joining me on the Peace and Parenting podcast. I'm so glad you are here. And I will talk to you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.